The Luminous 100 Altitude Mapping Protocols by Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Altitude Mapping Protocols, Clearing Apertures in the Dance of Lila. Voice, Amanuel. Generated from the prompt. Altitude Mapping Protocols. Contents. 1. The Play Before Form, Introducing Evolutionary Intelligence. 2. Healing as Emergence, Clearing Apertures in Reality's Flow. 3. Traditions as Mirrors, Complexity Science and the Language of Systems. 4. Architectures of Emergence. 5. Protocols for Clearing, Designing Pathways in Complex Systems. 6. The Cosmic Joke, Humility, Play, and the Method of Altitude Mapping. 7. Synthesis, Navigating Altitude Maps for Emergent Intelligence. The Play Before Form, Introducing Evolutionary Intelligence. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Formless dance begins. Lila's breath weaves through the void. Play shapes the unseen.
Cool.
To live is to be in motion. To move is to stir up a world. Friedrich Nietzsche, citation needed. Verify exact wording. Parable. The River's Dance. Once, in the heart of an ancient valley, there lived a river. This river was not like others. It did not rush to its destination with force or resistance. It flowed, meandered, played with the stones and the currents, and over time, it carved the most beautiful valleys and canyons. The people who lived near the river watched in wonder as it shaped the land without seeming to exert any effort. They asked, "How does the river do this?" But no one could answer. The river did not build its path with a plan. It danced. It moved with joy, shifting course when it pleased, and the land obeying its movements without resistance. One day, a wise elder said, "The river does not seek to carve the stone or reshape the valley. It simply is, and in being, it creates." The people realized that the river's power came not from strength or purpose, but from play, the joy of moving without destination, the delight in the dance of water and stone. But they could never replicate the river's artistry, for they tried to force their way, to control the movement. They learned that true creation comes not from effort, but from surrender, to the play, to the unseen forces that guide all things. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures through play. 1. The breath of Lila, accessible. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Inhale deeply, feeling the air fill your lungs like a river filling a valley. Exhale fully, imagining that your breath is shaping something unseen, a pattern in the air or a landscape forming with each exhale. Repeat for 3 to 5 minutes, focusing not on control, but on the fluidity of breath. 2. The wandering path, deepening. Choose a place to walk where you feel safe and undisturbed. Walk without destination for at least 10 minutes. Let your path emerge spontaneously, as if you are being guided by unseen currents. With each step, pay attention to how the ground meets your feet and how your body responds. Notice any resistance or hesitation. These are places where form is trying to assert itself over play. Gradually increase the duration of your walks, e.g., 10 minutes, then 30, then an hour, deepening your engagement with the dance of movement. 3. The playful pause, advanced. In moments of decision or stress, pause and take 3 deep breaths. Ask yourself, what would play look like here? Let the first answer that comes to you without judgment or analysis be your guide. Act on this insight, trusting that it comes from a place before form, where Lila's intelligence operates. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, Lila. Meaning, the divine play of reality, the dynamic, self-organizing dance through which all systems evolve without a fixed script. Lila is the space before form, where the cosmic and the absurd are one, and intelligence emerges not from control but from surrender to the rhythm of existence. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Opening question, accessible. What is something you enjoy doing purely for the joy of it, without any goal or outcome in mind? 2. Searing middle question. Where in your life do you cling to form, whether through rigid plans, self-control, or resistance to change? And how might surrendering to play transform that space? 3. Closing question, reflective. If you could let go of one thing you've been trying to control or force into shape, what would be set free? And how might that freedom manifest as creation in your life? The body, aligning with evolutionary intelligence. Evolutionary intelligence is not something we invent or impose. It is a property of reality that we can learn to perceive and align with. It is the hidden current beneath all self-organizing systems, from the growth of crystals to the emergence of cultures, and it operates through play, not purpose. Lila is the name for this play, the divine dance in which everything moves without a conductor, yet with perfect harmony. It is the space before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are indistinguishable because neither has yet taken shape. To align with Lila is to clear apertures, those openings through which reality's intelligence can flow unobstructed. This does not mean abandoning structure or discipline. Rather, it means recognizing that all structures emerge from play. A river does not plan its path. It flows, and the land shapes itself around it. Similarly, evolutionary intelligence arises when we stop trying to control outcomes and instead engage with the process of becoming itself, the mechanism behind the myth. People often speak of the law of attraction as if it were a tool we wield, a way to manifest desires by focusing our will. But this is a misunderstanding. The real mechanism behind what people call attraction is not force or intention. It is aperture, the ability to be shaped by the currents of reality without resistance. Healing, creativity, and evolution all happen through cleared apertures, not because we act upon them, but because we allow ourselves to be acted upon. Every tradition, from shamanism to modern complexity science, points to this truth, that the self is not the author of its own transformation. The work is not about becoming something else. It is about clearing the blockages so that what we already are can express itself fully. The architecture of play. This book invites you to map your altitude, to explore the terrain between the rigid structures of form and the boundless potential of Lila. To do this, we must learn to see with new eyes, not through the lens of control or prediction, but through the lens of play. Consider the following principles, which are the foundation of evolutionary intelligence. 1. Play is the substrate. All evolution happens within a field of play, not linear progress, not struggle, but the joyful movement of elements that find their own shape. 2. Apertures are cleared, not created. We do not build apertures. We remove the obstructions so that reality can flow through us as it wills. 3. Humility is the map. The more we understand, the less we grasp. True intelligence is not about mastery, but about alignment, like a surfer riding the wave rather than trying to tame it. The dance of Lila. Lila is not some distant god or abstract force. It is the very fabric of existence. It is the way a child laughs without reason, the way a river carves canyons without a plan, and the way ideas emerge from chaos without a single mind to guide them. To engage with Lila is to learn the language of play. How to move without resistance. How to create without control. How to heal without effort. For healing is not an act. It is a property of reality that flows through cleared spaces. This is not easy. It requires us to unlearn the habit of force, to stop trying to shape our lives with willpower, and instead learn to dance with what is already here. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the hidden current beneath all creation. It moves when you stop trying to steer it. 2. Clearing apertures is not about doing more. It's about letting go of what blocks. 3. Evolutionary intelligence speaks in metaphors, not commands. 4. The river doesn't fight the stone. It dances around it and reshapes the world. 5. Healing is not an act of will. It is a property of reality flowing through you. 6. Lila is the space where the cosmic and the absurd are the same size, so play becomes prayer. 7. To align with real complexity is to surrender to the rhythm, not impose your own. Three exercises. 1. The breath of Lila, accessible. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Inhale deeply, feeling the air fill your lungs like a river filling a valley. Exhale fully, imagining that your breath is shaping something unseen, a pattern in the air or a landscape forming with each exhale. Repeat for 3 to 5 minutes, focusing not on control, but on the fluidity of breath. 2. The wandering path, deepening. Choose a place to walk where you feel safe. And healing as emergence, clearing apertures in reality's flow. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's breath on stone softens the unyielding heart. Spring's quiet return.
What?
The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts. Parable. The River's Secret. A traveler once walked along a riverbank, observing the water flow effortlessly over rocks and around obstacles. At one point, the river had been dammed by a fallen log, creating a small pool where debris collected. The traveler wondered why the river didn't simply push against the log or complain about its obstruction. One day, a storm came, and the rain swelled the river, lifting the log as if it weighed nothing. The water rushed around it, not with force, but with fluidity, reshaping the log's path over time until it was carried away entirely. The traveler realized then that healing wasn't about resistance or struggle. It was about flowing with life, allowing obstacles to dissolve naturally.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Daily stillness, accessible. Spend 5 minutes each day in complete stillness, observing your breath and thoughts without judgment. This practice gently clears the mind's apertures, allowing reality to flow more freely. 2. Playful movement, scalable. Engage in movement, dancing, walking, or any activity that feels like play, not work. Over time, this builds a sense of alignment with Lila's rhythm. 3. Symbolic release, deepening. Introduce rituals to symbolically release resistances, e.g., writing down what you're holding on to and burning the paper. This deepens the clearing process by integrating symbolic action with embodied awareness. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or opening in perception, structure, or consciousness where reality's flow, including healing, can manifest without obstruction. Apertures are not created by will, but emerge when resistance dissolves in alignment with Lila's play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What is one small aperture you've already cleared in your life without realizing it? 2. Where do you cling to resistance when reality's flow feels too intense or uncertain? Searing question. 3. How might you invite more play into your relationship with healing, as if it were a dance rather than a struggle? The body, healing as Lila's dance. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality, like gravity or magnetism. It moves through cleared apertures, those spaces in perception or structure where resistance has dissolved. When we align with these apertures, healing emerges as effortlessly as a river carves its path around rocks. This isn't magic, it's science. Complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, shows us that systems heal themselves when allowed to flow, citation needed, complexity science. The law of attraction is a misnomer. What people call attraction is actually the alignment with pre-existing patterns in reality. True healing happens when we clear apertures, allowing Lila's divine play to move through us. Lila isn't some distant deity. It's the intelligence inherent in all emergent systems, citation needed, Lila as concept. It's the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor that guides self-organization toward wholeness. When we stop trying to control or force healing and instead align with its rhythm, like a dancer moving to music rather than forcing steps, we experience healing as emergence. This alignment isn't passive, it's active in a different way. It's like clearing space on a dance floor so that the music, reality, can move through you without obstruction. You're not doing the work of healing. Reality is, but only when apertures are cleared. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing isn't done by you. It emerges through you. 2. Apertures clear when resistance dissolves in play. 3. Lila is the intelligence that dances beneath all emergence. 4. The river doesn't fight the rock. It flows around it. 5. Science and spirituality meet in the flow of self-organization. Citation needed. Science and spirituality. 6. Pain isn't the problem. Clinging to it is the aperture's blockage. 7. Healing is reality's default state when apertures are clear. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture breath, accessible. Sit quietly and observe your breath for 5 minutes. Notice where you resist, tension, thoughts, emotions, and imagine breathing into that resistance, softening it like clay. 2. Playful movement, ritual, deepening. Dance or move freely for 10 minutes without goal or judgment. Afterward, write down one word that describes how you felt, e.g., light, resistant, flowing. 3. Symbolic release and integration, advanced. Create a ritual where you symbolically release something you've been holding on to, e.g., burning a piece of paper with your resistance written on it. Follow this by a period of silence, observing how the release feels in your body. Citations. Watts Allen. The Way of Zen or a similar work for the quote. Citation needed. Emergence in Complexity Science. Maturana, Umberto R. and Varela, Francisco J. Autopoiesis and Cognition. The Realization of the Living. Prigogine, Ilya, and Stengers, Isabel. Order Out of Chaos. Man's New Dialogue with Nature. Citation needed. Lila as concept, likely from Advaita Vedanta or a similar tradition. Citation needed. Science and spirituality. This. Okay, I'm about to write a chapter for this book titled Healing as Emergence, Clearing Apertures in Reality's Flow. The book is part of a series called Altitude Mapping Protocols, Clearing Apertures in the Dance of Lila, and it's centered around the concept of Lila, which is described as divine play, an evolutionary intelligence that operates like the third factor in emergent systems. It's also linked to the idea of healing being a property of reality rather than something the self does. The chapter needs to follow a specific structure with several components. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition. A definition in a gold box format. 5. 3 appreciative questions, starting, searing middle, and ending questions. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or key ideas. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength from accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources, with placeholders for those needed later. Step 1. Tuning fork. First, I need a haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original, while the quote should be profound and attributed. Haiku idea. I think about nature or the universe since it's related to emergence and healing. Winter's breath on stone softens the unyielding heart. Spring's quiet return. That captures a sense of transformation and resilience, which fits the theme of healing as emergence. Quote idea. I recall something from Buckminster Fuller or maybe Carl Sagan about humanity or the universe. But since it's about Lila, divine play, perhaps something from Rumi or Tagore. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Isaac Bashevis Singer? Not sure if that's accurate, but I like it. Wait, maybe something more scientific. Let me think of a quote related to emergence or systems theory. Emergence is the fundamental phenomenon in complexity science. It underlies all other phenomena. Maybe from a source like John Holland or Stuart Kaufman. But since it's about healing and Lila, perhaps a spiritual or poetic quote would fit better. How about, the universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Carl Sagan? That doesn't quite fit, but maybe something else. Alternatively, maybe from the Bhagavad Gita, yoga is the journey of the self toward the self via the self, but that's more about yoga than healing as emergence. Perhaps better to stick with something more directly related to play or emergence. Let me think of a quote from a scientist or philosopher who talks about play. Play is the most serious thing in the world. We take it very seriously. Not sure if that's real, but it fits the tone. Alternatively, maybe, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts. That feels right. It's profound and fits the theme of Lila as divine play. Yes, I'll go with that one for now. If I need a more direct source later, I can adjust. Step 2. Parable. A parable should carry the teaching without asserting it directly. It could be about something in nature or human experience that illustrates healing as emergence. Idea. A story about a river and how it shapes itself around obstacles, or perhaps a tree growing through concrete, symbolizing resilience and natural healing. Let me try this. Parable. The River's Secret. A traveler once walked along a riverbank, observing the water flow effortlessly over rocks and around obstacles. At one point, the river had been dammed by a fallen log, creating a small pool where debris collected. The traveler wondered why the river didn't simply push against the log or complain about its obstruction. One day, a storm came, and the rain swelled the river, lifting the log as if it weighed nothing. The water rushed around it, not with force, but with fluidity, reshaping the log's path over time until it was carried away entirely. The traveler realized then that healing wasn't about resistance or struggle. It was about flowing with life, allowing obstacles to dissolve naturally in the current of reality. This parable suggests that healing isn't something we do. It emerges from our alignment with natural processes, Lila. Step 3. Structure and technique. This section should outline simple, universal practices that scale over time. It's about clearing apertures, spaces where reality can flow through more freely. Idea. Practices could include mindfulness, non-resistance, or rituals that create openings for emergence to happen naturally. Possible structure. 1. Begin with stillness, a daily practice of sitting in silence, observing thoughts without judgment, like meditation but framed as clearing apertures. 2. Movement as play, engaging in physical movement, dancing, walking, etc., not for achievement but purely for the joy of it. This aligns with Lila. 3. Symbolic rituals, creating small rituals, e.g., lighting a candle, writing down resistances, to symbolically clear blockages. Let me flesh that out.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Daily stillness. Accessible spend 5 minutes each day in complete stillness, observing your breath and thoughts without judgment. This practice gently clears the mind's apertures, allowing reality to flow more freely. 2. Playful movement, scalable engage in movement, dancing, walking, or any activity that feels like play, not work. Over time, this builds a sense of alignment with Lila's rhythm. 3. Symbolic release. Deepening once comfortable with stillness and play, introduce rituals to symbolically release resistances, e.g., writing down what you're holding on to and burning the paper. This deepens the clearing process. Step 4. Luminous definition. This is a gold box definition for a key term. Since the chapter is about healing as emergence, maybe define emergence or aperture. Idea. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space in perception or reality where Lila's play can manifest without obstruction. Alternatively, perhaps emergence. Emergence. The natural unfolding of complexity from simpler systems, a property of reality that heals when apertures are cleared. I think the term aperture is more central here since it's repeated in the title. So I'll define that. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or opening in perception, structure, or consciousness where reality's flow, including healing, can manifest without obstruction. Apertures are not created by will, but emerge when resistance dissolves in alignment with Lila's play. Step 5. Three appreciative questions. These should guide the reader through reflection, starting gentle and ending profound. 1. Start. What is one small aperture you've already cleared in your life without realizing it? 2. Middle. Searing, where do you cling to resistance when reality's flow feels too intense or uncertain? This one is meant to be challenging. 3. And how might you invite more play into your relationship with healing, as if it were a dance rather than a struggle? Step 6. The body. This is the core teaching centered on Lila. It should tie together the ideas of emergence, healing, and divine play. Idea. Healing isn't an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When we align with complexity science, self-organization, autopoiesis, we see that healing emerges naturally when we stop resisting and start playing with life.
Let me draft this.
The body. Healing as Lila's dance. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality, like gravity or magnetism. It moves through cleared apertures, those spaces in perception or structure, where resistance has dissolved. When we align with these apertures, healing emerges as effortlessly as a river carves its path around rocks. This isn't magic, it's science. Complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, shows us that systems heal themselves when allowed to flow. The law of attraction is a misnomer. What people call attraction is actually the alignment with pre-existing patterns in reality. True healing happens when we clear apertures, allowing Lila's divine play to move through us. Lila isn't some distant deity. It's the intelligence inherent in all emergent systems. It's the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor that guides self-organization toward wholeness. When we stop trying to control or force healing and instead align with its rhythm, like a dancer moving to music rather than forcing steps, we experience healing as emergence. This alignment isn't passive. It's active in a different way. It's like clearing space on a dance floor so that the music reality can move through you without obstruction. You're not doing the work of healing. Reality is, but only when apertures are cleared. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. These should be aphorisms or key ideas that capture the essence in 7 seconds or less. 1. Healing isn't done by you. It emerges through you. 2. Apertures clear when resistance dissolves in play. 3. Lila is the intelligence that dances beneath all emergence. 4. The river doesn't fight the rock. It flows around it. 5. Science and spirituality meet in the flow of self-organization. 6. Pain isn't the problem. Clinging to it is the aperture's blockage. 7. Healing is reality's default state when apertures are clear. Step 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength from accessible to advanced. 1. Accessible. Aperture breath. Sit quietly and observe your breath for 5 minutes. Notice where you resist, tension, thoughts, emotions, and imagine breathing into that resistance, softening it like clay. This is the most basic practice of clearing an aperture, the space between breaths. 2. Deepening, playful movement ritual. Dance or move freely for 10 minutes without goal or judgment. Afterward, write down one word that describes how you felt, e.g., light, resistant, flowing. Over time, this trains you to recognize when you're aligned with Lila's play. 3. Advanced, symbolic release and integration. Create a ritual where you symbolically release something you've been holding on to, e.g., burning a piece of paper with your resistance written on it. Follow this by a period of silence, observing how the release feels in your body. This deepens the practice by integrating the clearing of apertures with embodied awareness. Step 9. Citations. I need to mark where citations are needed or add real ones if I recall them. For now, I'll note places where sources are missing and add placeholders for others. Citations needed. The concept of emergence in complexity science, e.g., John Holland, Stuart Kaufman. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela. Dissipative structures, Ilya Prigogine. Lila, as a concept, this might come from Advaita Vedanta or other spiritual traditions. The idea of healing as a property of reality, perhaps from systems theory or quantum physics interpretations. Potential sources. Alan Watts for the quote about change and dance, already used, but I should verify if it's exact. Buckminster Fuller on play and intelligence. Maturana and Varela on autopoiesis. Prigogine on dissipative structures. For now, I'll leave placeholders where needed. Citation needed. Emergence in complexity science. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Final chapter structure. Let me outline the chapter with headings and content. Healing as emergence. Clearing apertures in reality's flow. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's breath on stone. Softens the unyielding heart. Spring's quiet return.
Good.
The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts. Parable. The River's Secret. A traveler once walked along a riverbank, observing the water flow effortlessly over rocks and around obstacles. At one point, the river had been dammed by a fallen log, creating a small pool where debris collected. The traveler wondered why the river didn't simply push against the log or complain about its obstruction. One day, a storm came, and the rain swelled the river, lifting the log as if it weighed nothing. The water rushed around it, not with force, but with fluidity, reshaping the log's path over time until it was carried away entirely. The traveler realized then that healing wasn't about resistance or struggle. It was about flowing with life, allowing obstacles to dissolve naturally.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Daily stillness, accessible. Spend 5 minutes each day in complete stillness, observing your breath and thoughts without judgment. This practice gently clears the mind's apertures, allowing reality to flow more freely. 2. Playful movement, scalable. Engage in movement, dancing, walking, or any activity that feels like play, not work. Over time, this builds a sense of alignment with Lila's rhythm. 3. Symbolic release, deepening. Introduce rituals to symbolically release resistances, e.g., writing down what you're holding on to and burning the paper. This deepens the clearing process by integrating symbolic action with embodied awareness. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or opening in perception, structure, or consciousness where reality's flow, including healing, can manifest without obstruction. Apertures are not created by will, but emerge when resistance dissolves in alignment with Lila's play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What is one small aperture you've already cleared in your life without realizing it? 2. Where do you cling to resistance when reality's flow feels too intense or uncertain? Searing question. 3. How might you invite more play into your relationship with healing, as if it were a dance rather than a struggle? The body, healing as Lila's dance. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality, like gravity or magnetism. It moves through cleared apertures, those spaces in perception or structure where resistance has dissolved. When we align with these apertures, healing emerges as effortlessly as a river carves its path around rocks. This isn't magic, it's science. Complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, shows us that systems heal themselves when allowed to flow, citation needed, complexity science. The law of attraction is a misnomer. What people call attraction is actually the alignment with pre-existing patterns in reality. True healing happens when we clear apertures, allowing Lila's divine play to move through us. Lila isn't some distant deity. It's the intelligence inherent in all emergent systems, citation needed, Lila as concept. It's the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor that guides self-organization toward wholeness. When we stop trying to control or force healing and instead align with its rhythm, like a dancer moving to music rather than forcing steps, we experience healing as emergence. This alignment isn't passive, it's active in a different way. It's like clearing space on a dance floor so that the music reality can move through you without obstruction. You're not doing the work of healing, reality is, but only when apertures are cleared. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing isn't done by you. It emerges through you. 2. Apertures clear when resistance dissolves in play. 3. Lila is the intelligence that dances beneath all emergence. 4. The river doesn't fight the rock. It flows around it. 5. Science and spirituality meet in the flow of self-organization. Citation needed. Science and spirituality. 6. Pain isn't the problem. Clinging to it is the aperture's blockage. 7. Healing is reality's default state when apertures are clear. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture breath, accessible. Sit quietly and observe your breath for 5 minutes. Notice where you resist, tension, thoughts, emotions, and imagine breathing into that resistance, softening it like clay. 2. Playful movement ritual, deepening. Dance or move freely for 10 minutes without goal or judgment. Afterward, write down one word that describes how you felt, e.g., light, resistant, flowing. 3. Symbolic release and integration, advanced. Create a ritual where you symbolically release something you've been holding on to, e.g., burning a piece of paper with your resistance written on it.